Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Ryan Walters is a public school teacher and fighter for rural schools. The attacks against Ryan, well, they're just crazy. He won't hurt rural schools. He's one of us. Ryan Walters grew up in McAllister, taught history for 8 years at McAllister High School, and was even a state teacher of the year finalist. Ryan supports Governor Stitt's teacher pay raise and helped make Oklahoma teachers the highest paid in the region. During COVID, Ryan made sure our schools were open and our kids were safely in class where they belong. Ryan will reject any Biden administration effort that doesn't align with our values. I'm voting for Ryan Walters for state superintendent, and I hope you will too.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Parents and Students First, Oklahoma, P.O. Box 12612, Oklahoma City, 73157, 804-591-0050, which is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Well, good afternoon. We had a cattle market today that's going to finish on the downside overall. And every cattle futures contract but the October live cattle, they were higher. They were 27 higher at 146.45. The December, on the other hand, down 52 at 147.92. February's 42. Two lower at 151.70. There was some 145 cash trade in Texas and Kansas. Some light trade there, but it looks like most people are holding out for 146. Up in the north in Nebraska, there was some 148 bid, but most were passing at this time. But that's what kept the October live cattle. That and the lack of delivery so far. The oldest date's March the 24th of 22. Against the October live cattle. Midday box beef was 42 lower on choice at 246.24. Select up 56 at 214.82. The choice select spreads $31.42. Feeder cattle index 175.04, and the October feeders are 174.75. So we're right where we need to be. The Octobers did settle down 75 at 174.75. November feeders down 57 at 176.10. January's down 60 at 176.30. There's some ongoing talk of the August of next year. I've seen quite a few people here trying to speculate on the August. It's near 200. It's actually around 197.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility, it gives your tank efficiency, and Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Today's grain futures kind of changed mid-morning here, you know, overnight and early. We were down sharply following a CPI number that was thought to be real bearish, but then, of course, it all came screaming back. I know Russian executives made some comments about pulling out of the export deal that they have with the Ukraine, and that's really a key thing to the success. If the Russians plan on having success, is controlling that, and I don't know that they do control it, but that's something that they're going to try to do, and the price of wheat is one thing they can do to try to maneuver around that. But we closed up December up 12 and a quarter at 982 and a quarter. That's December Kansas City. July next year up 9 3/4 at 964 3/4. Also some wheat on Sunday, or the wheat is expecting some rain on Sunday. I think there's a 80% chance or so in parts of southwest Oklahoma, so much needed rainfall to help get that wheat higher. Chicago wheat was 7 to 10 higher. The beans are steady to 4 higher. Corn 4 to 5 higher. Cotton today finished about unchanged here. December down 13 to 84.79. And again, this morning's consumer price index, which is a gauge of inflation, showed 8.2% year-over-year inflation. And initially, the Dow Jones is down like 500. Right now, it's currently up about 930,200.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.